This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to China's shaky real estate industry, with property companies deeply in debt. We're often reporting on Evergrande. Well, today a firm called Country Garden, where their news executives are having their salaries radically cut. The China mess is being felt across borders. Back in 2016, Country Garden had unveiled a $100 billion project in Malaysia, Forest City. Would have had a population of nearly a million people. 8 years on, Forest City is nearly empty. The BBC's Nick Marsh reports.
I'm on the tip of Malaysia, driving south towards the coast, and there's something strange in the distance. A dozen tower blocks on the horizon. Locals call it Ghost City. In reality, it's a Chinese-built mega housing development, and it's where I'll be spending the night. And on first impressions, it's hard to believe that anyone actually lives here. Even in mid-afternoon, the long corridors in the towers are pitch dark. It feels more like a haunted house than a happy home. Finding residence was a struggle, but eventually I met Joanne Kaur. She moved here from northern Malaysia and has been renting for the past 4 months.
Do you feel like it's a ghost town?
From what I've seen so far, yes. I would have to agree.
Yeah. Maybe you should try after 12. Take a stroll.
Country Garden Group builds a prime model of future city.
Forest City was a chance for people in China's aspirational middle class to invest in a second home abroad, which they could then rent out to locals here.
Forest City, a dream paradise for all mankind.
But the company behind the project, Country Garden, is facing debts of nearly $200 billion. Now, with cash drying up, Forest City is a surreal place. It's like visiting an abandoned holiday resort.
So I'm in the shopping mall now. Half of it's still basically just a building site. But in front of me, there's a kid's train, no one on it, and the driver is just doing endless loops around the mall.
It's lonely around here. You're on your own.
This is Nazmi Hanafia. He used to live in Forest City, but after 6 months, he decided to cut his losses and get out. He didn't even mind losing his rental deposit.
It's a multi-billion project. It's supposed to be good. It's supposed to meet expectation, but it's frustrating.
Many millions in China have invested their life savings into projects just like this, and they'll be wanting some reassurance sooner rather than later. From southern Malaysia, I'm the BBC's Nick Marsh for Marketplace.